Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Vito Simone, who is president of Simone Real Estate and president-elect of the Greater Baltimore Board of Realtors. And Vito's here this morning to bring us up to date on all things real estate in our area.
Thank you, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Nice to have you. It's been a while since you've been on, and I wanted to kind of touch base with you and see how things were going.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Bill. Thank you.
First, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about Simone Real Estate?
Simone Real Estate is my real estate company. I'm a broker here in Baltimore and a member of the Board of Realtors. We established ourselves in the early 90s. Working primarily with first-time buyers, mostly in the Baltimore City and Baltimore County metro area. Mm-hmm. We're a small family business.
How can someone get in touch with you?
We're right in Pikesville. Our phone number is 410-602-1320, and our website is simonerealestate.com.
Okay, so that's 410-602-1320, or www.simone.realestate.com.
That's right.
Great. And you're also president-elect of the Board of Realtors.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about the Realtors?
Well, this is an exciting time for us. We just recently celebrated our 150th anniversary gala down at the Hyatt, the Inner Harbor, this past week. And an overwhelming success.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. 600 some odd people, and lots of fun and lots of excitement, and all to benefit our GBBR Charitable Foundation.
That's wonderful. What does the foundation do?
The foundation's been around for about 9 or 10 years, yeah. Actually, coming up on our 10th anniversary. We've been working on supporting programs and building communities and neighborhoods here in Baltimore. And we do that in a number of ways. We've supported in a big way the community built playground over by Waverly.
Uh-huh.
And in addition, we've spent a lot of time and money on supporting the Maryland Mentoring Partnership, our Adopt a Classroom program, Rebuilding Together Baltimore, and of course we've contributed well over $100,000 to our local Chesapeake Habitat and thousands of hours of volunteer efforts.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful that you give back, because I guess being a realtor is really being part of the community.
Yeah, you know, yeah. People might be surprised to know how much realtors give back.
Yeah.
And, we actually have an interesting video. If they come to our website, they'll see it about how our past presidents have been involved in giving so much back to the community.
What is that website address?
That's right on simonerealestate.com or directly to the Board of Realtors. There's a great public website with lots of information, and that's www.gbbr.org. GBBR.org. And there's lots of information there about what's going on in real estate, rules, regulations, forms, all sorts of things.
Great. Yeah, when folks nowadays hear about housing and real estate, they think about the headlines. And I talked to, on this show, a realtor a few months ago, and she said that that's a ridiculous oversimplification. That in fact the real estate market is very varied and different things are going on. What do you think?
Sure. Well, you know, I think you're right. You know, oftentimes people concentrate on the headlines or or the tickers across the bottom of the screen and a sound bite here and there. And we, first of all, we want to encourage people to read the story, but more importantly, we want to read the local story. All too often in a city such as Baltimore, we are reading stories that are written by people from Chicago or Los Angeles or someplace else, which don't necessarily reflect what's going on in our great city. As a matter of fact, one of the things that people years ago would never have expected to hear people say, and that was that in the downturn of the real estate market last year, Baltimore City was the last jurisdiction to see price depreciation across the state.
Huh.
That's an amazing statistic
if
you think about it, because many would have said that we were the last to see the prices go up, but yet we have a vibrant, very successful city with numerous opportunities.
That certainly is evidence to that, isn't it?
Sure. And even as we've seen some of the price depreciation and the softening of the market, Baltimore City, in comparison to Baltimore County, by example, saw less than half of a decline.
Huh.
So the decline in Baltimore City was about half on a percentage basis of both the number of units, the median sales price, the average sales prices, as compared to the county and other jurisdictions around the area. So we're holding our own.
That's great, which means that real estate's still a good investment.
Well, the interesting thing, is it still a good investment? One could suggest that there were just as many people, I suspect, that made lots of money in the stock market after 1929.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure most people know what happened in 1929. I don't think the real estate market is quite as dramatic
right.
of what's happening, but right. certainly there are people that are getting hurt in real estate and that have gotten hurt in real estate. And, you know, part of our responsibility as an association and as a licensed realtor is really to educate people and help them make better decisions.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big message that we would like to get across. We've expanded our workshop offerings, our continuing education, our involvement in speaking in the community, the business community, Rotary clubs. We would gladly accept invitations to come and speak in specific terms about what's happening in the market, how to avoid foreclosure, what is a short sale, how do I negotiate with my mortgage company if I'm having a problem,
mm-hmm.
how do I find a good buying opportunity if I'm looking to either invest or if I'm a first-time buyer. People just need better information, and that's what we want to provide them.
Let's talk about some of those things right now.
Sure.
What kind of advice would you give folks on those subjects?
Well, there are a couple of things. They're part of the consumer protection that we have here in Maryland
mm-hmm.
is the fact that we have what's called dual agency. This is a topic that most people may not understand, but quite to oversimplify it, when people go to sell a house, they hire an agent typically,
right.
over 95% of Americans do. They hire an agent. That agent represents the seller and the seller's best interest. We have something that called buyer agency here in Maryland, which is permitted under Maryland law and offers some protections,
mm-hmm.
where a buyer agent, at usually no cost to the buyer, it's completely negotiable between a particular buyer and a particular agent, but that they hire an agent to represent their best interest. We think that's a critical point, that the statutes here in Maryland provide consumers. And I might add, as a former member of the flipping task force here in Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
there were no consumers represented by a buyer's agent that were victimized by flipping. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It doesn't mean that it's a cure-all for everything, but it's just one of the smart things people can do
right,
to represent themselves and get better information. So we would urge people, seek the use of a buyer agent if you're buying. Just
yeah.
makes sense, and it's free, and it's easy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The second thing is read beyond the headlines. You know, interest rates are still at historic lows, so borrowing the money is affordable. If you can't afford the affordable rates, you need to be speaking with someone who can help you understand why and what you can do to improve your own situation so that you can qualify for the best the market can offer you.
I mean, who should they talk to?
We urge them to call their local realtor. They can call Simone Real Estate. They can go on the GBBR website.
Mm-hmm.
They can search for a realtor. They can talk to friends or family, people that they know that had a good experience with the realtor. They can come to a realtor workshop. We provide workshops for the public. We have one coming up in a couple of weeks in April.
Great. How can they find out about that?
Again, they can send me an email directly.
Uh-huh.
I'd be happy to send them information. My email address is vsimone@simonerealestate.com, or they can find it directly on the website at simonerealestate.com, at gbbr.org.
Mm-hmm.
These are tools that are available to the public today.
And I guess they could call you at 410-602-1320.
Yes.
Or the Board of Realtors at 410-337-7200.
That's correct.
I know that number well because I call that number a lot. We do a lot of shared things with the Board of Realtors, which we have a wonderful relationship
with. We appreciate that.
But you speak very wise words and things that our listeners should hear, because you really need, when you get into a complex situation, you really need somebody who can give you expertise in that situation.
I think part of the message people should garner from what they're hearing and reading about is that people need to be patient. They need to do what makes sense to them.
Yeah.
They need to ask people more questions if they're not understanding what is obviously a complex transaction and usually the biggest purchase someone's going to make. So why would you make it on your own? Why would you do it in a vacuum? Why would you do it from an ad that says, we pay cash for houses, or no
yeah.
cash, no money down, this and that is free?
Yeah.
We all know intuitively that that's generally not true in this world. And you need to have good, effective representation. And that's what realtors do overwhelmingly.
What if somebody gets in trouble with their mortgage?
That's really a good question. In fact, April 19th, in a couple of weeks, we will have a workshop, a foreclosure prevention short sale workshop. And quite simply, it's going to give real estate agents, as well as sellers and buyers, information about how do you interact with situations where a seller might be anxious to sell because they want to get out from under their mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
The realtor needs to help represent that person to help negotiate with the lenders. So creating opportunities for the communication with professional representation to get the lender off your back and give us a chance to sell your house. If you're a buyer, you need to be prepared with financing and understand the patience that might be required to purchase a foreclosure or to purchase a short sale and understand some of the risks associated with those kinds of purchases.
Right, and this is a chance to learn about all that.
No question. Yeah. It's a two-hour workshop. So
great.
We don't have 2 hours here today, but I'd be glad to come back for 2 hours if you like, Bill.
Yes, yes. Come back and give us a briefing. We've talked about foreclosure. We've talked about the need for folks to go out and get information and to talk to a realtor before and to take advantage of Maryland's dual agent situation here where you can get somebody to represent you buying or selling. What have we missed in terms of the important topics right now, Vic?
Well, I think something that really is important is the mindset. Right now, we see that there is a recipe for just a fantastic result for people who actually take their time, get educated, and look at the market and see what the market offers.
Mm-hmm.
Prices are reasonable. There are affordability of housing level is tremendous here in the Baltimore area. And take their time and look and get assistance to pick their spots to make a good purchase. And it's not a short-term investment, so it's not something you're going to expect to get in and out of in 6 months or 12 months. We have to remember right. that real estate is an investment that by its very nature is not liquid. It's bricks and mortar,
right.
You know, and there should be some benefit to you and your family and your quality of life when you make that decision. But financially, this is one of the best times people can buy a home.
This is the time to do it. They shouldn't wait until the Oprah and Channel 13 and Channel 11 and Channel 2 say that things are going rosy again, because then it's going to cost them more.
Well, you know, there are a lot of smart people who thought they were retiring and getting out of real estate in the last few years because they saw the prices go up so high.
Yeah.
Those same people are the ones who are starting to buy. And if the smart money is buying, that's where you want to be.
Right. Good words to think of. Could you give us the contacts once more again?
Sure. You can call my office if you'd like to reach me at 410-602-1320. Our website is www.simonerealestate.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the Board of Realtors has a great website with lots
that
of information at www.gbbr.org, Greater Baltimore Board of Realtors.
Great. Or you can call the Board of Realtors at 410-337-7200.
That's right.
Great. Well, I want to thank you, Vito. The Board of Realtors does a great service, and folks should definitely learn from what you've been saying this morning, because the first step before anybody gets involved in anything complex or when you're spending a lot of your money is find out more information about it. Find out more information. And in terms of real estate, that means a realtor.
Exactly.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Oh, I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Bill.
Unfortunately, we're out of time today. I want to thank our guest, Mr. Vito Simone, who's president of Simone Real Estate and president-elect of the Greater Baltimore Board of Realtors, for being our guest today. Thank you, Vito.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
You too. Keep up your good work for all of us. And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.